Biden versus Trump. As you head towards the ballot booth in 2024, that might be the only two options you think you really have. What about those libertarians? The third option, nobody wants to waste their vote for a third party candidate. Well, what if I told you you might not actually be wasting your vote, but pushing Biden and Trump into a 269-269 standoff when it comes to the Electoral College? Yeah, let's talk about that.
Instead of focusing on winning arguments, we're teaching the basic fundamentals of sales and marketing and how we can use them to win in the world of politics, teaching you how to meet people where they're at on the issues they care about. Welcome to The Brian Nichols Show.
Well, hey there, folks. Brian Nichols here on The Brian Nichols Show, and thank you for joining us on, of course, another fun-filled episode. I am, as always, your humble host, joining you from our lovely Cardio Miracle Studios here in Eastern Indiana. The Brian Nichols Show is powered by Amp America. Very excited to be part of the Amp America team. Head over to ampamerica.com if you're looking for some pretty awesome opinion pieces, news articles, and more without the corporate media fluff. And again, I do mention the opinion pieces are pretty good, namely because I write one at least once a week. So one more time, ampamerica.com. Also, The Brian Nichols Show is powered by Cardio Miracle. I am very excited to be powered by Cardio Miracle, and I've had them as a sponsor here on the show for about the past year, and I've said it time and again, the Cardio Miracle difference is 1,000% real. That means if you're looking for lower blood pressure, a better overall heart health, Cardio Miracle is the answer to your prayers. Powered by nitric oxide, Cardio Miracle not only will help you improve your heart health, but a slew of other positive side effects like better sleep, better pump at the gym, and gentlemen, better you know what down below. All of that and more, the benefits of Cardio Miracle. So if you want to experience the Cardio Miracle difference for yourself, head down below in the show notes, click the link. It's going to bring you right over to Cardio Miracle, where yes, you have literally nothing to lose because there's a 100% money back guarantee. But hey, save some dollars along the way. Use code TBNS for 15% off your order. Join literally the tens of thousands of other folks who are already experiencing the Cardio Miracle difference for themselves. Join the hundreds of folks here within the Brian Nichols Show audience who have experienced the difference for themselves over the past year. I guarantee your heart will thank you. All right, speaking of your heart thanking you, you go to the ballot box in November and you look at the options, Trump and Biden, and you find yourself behind throwing up a little bit in your mouth knowing that those are my only two options, that if you happen to be looking into the weeds, and yes, I'm saying look really into the weeds here, there may be an option for you to not vote for Trump, to not vote for Biden, and still to be able to have your heart feeling happy. And that is, what if you were able to vote for the third party candidate, like a libertarian candidate who would actually push the election into question by not allowing one of the two major party candidates to obtain the 270 electoral college votes necessary to walk into the White House? That's the plan. That's the strategy. So to talk about all that and more and how this could actually work, libertarian presidential candidate Lars Mapstead joining us here in the Brian Nichols Show. Lars, welcome to the program. What's this? You're going to stop the Democrats and Republicans from winning the White House? Tell us more.
That's right. That's absolutely correct. And there is a very good plan and it's very achievable. So I started running for office and I wanted to do something that was different. I wanted to basically make a splash. You know, I hear all the time, libertarians can't win. I can't vote for you because you don't win. So I want to put a win on the map for libertarians. And I want to give a voice to all those Americans right now who are like, I can't believe I have to vote for Trump or Biden. I guess I'll hold my nose and vote for one of them because the other one I hate a little bit more than this one, right? And there's a lot of people I'm hearing all over the country that are in this position, and they're ready to do something about it. And I want to give them a voice. I want to give all those people who stopped voting, I want to give them an opportunity to have their voice heard, that they're discussed in the way that our system is running. And how I'm going to do that is we're going to win electoral votes on election night. And this is going to cause what's called a contingent election under the Constitution. And in fact, this happened exactly 200 years ago when John Adams took the presidency after a contingent election. So this is something that has happened before. It's under the Constitution and it can happen again. we only need 250,000 votes in either Omaha, Nebraska, or the greater Nebraska, and in Portland, Maine, or greater Maine, in order to win electoral votes. And the more electoral votes we win, the more likely it is that we cause this contingent election. I've also reached out to other candidates like RFK's team, like Jill Stein, and pitched them this idea as well, because if we could combined win more electoral votes, this becomes even more likely to happen. And I think that this is a great way to send a message to Washington, to the elites, to the Democrats and the Republicans, that they've gone off the rails and they no longer represent the majority of the people in America. Something like 70% of people don't want either of these guys to be the candidate if they could really choose something different.
There is the number right there. Yeah, it's insane how many folks look at left team, right team, red team, blue team, and they just say, what? I don't want to be represented by either of these clown shows right now. And you look at the two leading nominees for their respective two leading parties, and that's exactly how, to your point, Lars, a majority, not a minority, a majority of Americans feel. And yet, and this is where we are between, it feels like a rock and a hard place. There really hasn't been any real substantive options to disrupt the proverbial apple cart unless you were to vote in the primaries, right? We saw back in 2016, Trump completely take over the GOP. You know, he goes to South Carolina, looks Jeb Bush in the eyes and said, your brother lied us to the Iraq war. Poof, there goes the GOP establishment. You see Bernie Sanders in 2016 be like, Hillary, you not good. And Hillary be like, what? And then 2020 runs again, only to get destroyed by Biden and the establishment there. But again, you saw there was a demand for somebody besides the establishment, besides the Hillary Clinton, besides the Joe Biden, until the Democrats decided that, oh, we can't have this happen. We need to work together and not let this anti-establishment sentiment take over our party. And then they push them out pretty darn fast. So to that point, there is a majority of Americans right now, Lars, who are looking at the current political system. And yeah, they're like, I don't want this. But why a libertarian? Besides just disrupting this apple cart, besides just throwing the election into chaos, what's the pro? What's the intangible reason that someone would want to vote for any third party, but specifically a libertarian in this case? What's the argument, Lars?
Yeah, I think it's not even just about libertarian, because I'm presenting myself to the American people.
How does that look? Yeah.
So I grew up really poor. I grew up with an outhouse and no electricity. And I went on to become a serial entrepreneur in Silicon Valley around the time the internet started. And I was able to achieve great success in the internet space. I ran a company called Friend Finder Networks, which is large dating websites. And I grew that to 600 employees doing $350 million a year in sales. So I kind of have a rags to riches story, but I'm rooted in just what regular Americans are feeling and you know, the concerns of regular Americans right now. All of my friends are just regular people. They're school teachers. They're, you know, people that work on cars. They're people that, you know, are police, you know, just regular community people. And it doesn't matter whether they're Democrat or Republican. Everybody in America is struggling right now. Inflation hits everybody equally. It doesn't like skirt and only attack Democrats or only attack Republicans. So people are feeling the pinch all over the place. And that's what I'm tapping into. I'm tapping into regular Americans. I think that our politicians right now are completely out of touch with the day-to-day issues that regular Americans have to face. You know, education, the criminal justice system, healthcare, the economy. I mean, these are all things that people really care about. And Washington just seems to be about broing each other out, having the corporations, you know, take over and run the show. And I think regular Americans are fed up and ready for some real honest-to-goodness, common-sense kind of politics that can come in and just, you know, hear their concerns and deliver them something. Because right now, let's face it, the Democrats and the Republicans really haven't delivered to their constituents really what they want. They give them some little trinkets to make them happy, but it's not working. It's not working for regular Americans. And that's why you see so many people disenfranchised right now. So many people that are ready to leave both the Republican and Democrat party. There's more independents today than there are Democrats or Republicans. And there's a reason for that. It's because the people aren't being represented. And I hope to come to Washington and represent the people.
So one of the things I wanted to focus on there, Lars, is, and I think you're spot on, right? With the 70% of Americans who are just like, nope, not a fan. But there's a little asterisk there, just like with Tom Brady's footballs and the Deflategate, right? There's a little asterisk. And that is, Well, the 70% of Americans who don't want left or right, they're not the ones who vote. So you go to actually the folks who actually go out and go to the polls every election cycle, they tend to be red team, blue team, GOP Democrats. Yeah. So when we look at the folks who actually go out, are mobilized each election to go to the polls and cast that proverbial ballot for name candidate here, what ends up happening is that they tend to be the partisan people. So Lars, I hear right now there's an opportunity, but with any opportunity, there's also some challenges. And in this case, I want to hear what you're kind of identifying beyond just getting people to the polls. What are some other challenges you're seeing to get that 70% of voters who say no Biden, no Trump? How do you get them mobilized? Picture this. You wake up with a pounding headache and a sore throat, and you dread the thought of dragging yourself to the doctor's office, waiting for hours just to get a simple prescription. But what if I told you there's a better way? With The Wellness Company, you can see a board-certified doctor right from your phone or computer. No more waiting rooms, no more hassle. Just log in, describe your symptoms, and get the treatment you need. And as a listener of The Brian Nichols Show, you're going to get 10% off your visit if you use code TBNS. So don't let your busy schedule keep you from feeling your best. Visit The Wellness Company and use code TBNS to start your journey to a convenient, affordable healthcare.
Well, I think that this is exactly the way to do it. That people feel like there's no way to break the system, that the system is so rigged that they can't even participate in it, right? And that is the whole idea behind this winning this electoral votes and causing this contingent election, is because it shows people that we can win, that we can return political power to your vote. All the people who are disenfranchised, this is a way for them to send a message to Washington that they're completely fed up with it, they're over it, and this is something that's achievable. So, you know, it doesn't matter if you're a Democrat or a Republican, if you're fed up with the system, you feel the system isn't working for you anymore, you need to show up at the polls and vote for me in November, and this will cause this contingent election, and this will, like, completely upset the apple cart, and it will allow for you to have your voice be heard, and the establishment's going to have to wake up, because they're going to realize that we've cracked the code, right? We've broken the enigma, basically. And so I think this is a big piece of it, but also, like I said, on my website, Lars24.com, I have 37 pieces of policy that are to unrig the system for the regular people, to return power to the regular people, to return the voice to the regular people. That's really what I'm championing. And it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. I want to return the power to all the people who feel disenfranchised. I want to return the power to those Bernie voters who felt like they were shafted in the last election. I want to return the power to the Trump people who felt like they were shafted but no longer want to be voting for Trump. And there's a lot of those people, right? And so I think that it's high time. The time is ripe to seize this opportunity. And this is the correct plan to make that happen. I'm already starting to get national attention on this plan. Just last week, Trump, he called up the Nevada governor and asked the Nevada governor to make sure that this the way that they split their vote was taken away, that they went back to a winner-take-all system. And the Nevada State House took up the vote and tried to pass that. Fortunately, it was shot down. But it shows that these guys are scared of this plan and that this can actually do what I'm saying it can do. And once the national media starts to really understand that I can pull this off, you know, it's going to be national attention nonstop from now to November, worrying about whether I'm going to cause the contingent election and just completely screw up the election for the Republicans and the Democrats.
Well, Lars, I'm not sure if you heard the news that came out here. Let me see if I can. It's in here somewhere. Oh, yeah, there it is. This is the most important election of our lifetime. Haven't you heard that before, Lars? This is what I hear every election. And frankly, I will give a little credit where credit's due. I think there might be a little bit of some weight to that argument, at least right now in the election. You look at how large the Leviathan that is our federal government has gotten, and each time we you know, hit that ping pong ball back, and then the other team, they hit it right back to us. Every time we get the ping pong ball, it seems to be a little bit bigger, right? And each time it's gone from red team, blue team, red team, blue team, the ping pong ball, and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. Now we're at a point where ping pong ball is not a ping pong ball. It is a beach ball. And I say to you, well, Lars, you know, is it now the point where we can actually say, you know, this election, it kind of is important. But is it the most important election of our lifetime? And aren't you just tossing a wrench into said most important election of our lifetime. And of course, leading to worst case scenario for the red team or worst case scenario for the blue team, depending on who you end up, I guess, getting into office with running for third party. That's always the argument. What do you say there, Lars?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you say that every election for endless, of course, at some point you're going to finally be right. Broken crock is right twice a day, right? So, I mean, the thing is that we're running out of time. We are running out of time. Part of the reason I'm running is I saw the George Floyd riots and I saw the January 6th stuff that went on at the Capitol. And it doesn't matter if you're left or you're right. America is completely pissed off. And part of the reason I'm running is because I believe if we continue down this divisive path of ping-ponging back and forth between red and blue, that it's going to end in disaster for America. It's going to end in bloodshed. And I want to avoid that at all costs because I love my country. I love the people here. And I don't want to see them pitted against each other, especially in physical violence, right? And so I feel like, yeah, it is the most important election in our lifetime in the sense that we have to stop that kind of activity. And I believe if we keep voting for Trump and Biden, that's just voting for the division in the country. And that's going to continue to lead us down this path that is irreversible to a certain degree, you know? And I mean, that is also, we talk a lot in the Libertarian Party about the Federal Reserve and the $34 trillion of debt that we have. I heard a good slogan today. It said, "National debt is child abuse." And I thought that was a great slogan. All my life, the national debt's been going up. It doesn't matter if it's a Democrat or a Republican. They just continue to borrow and borrow and borrow more money from the future generations of America. And it's time for this kind of activity to stop. People are starting to wake up. They know what time it is, and they're ready to do something different about it.
So, Lars, you mentioned that you've been reaching out to other third-party candidates. I think that's a really good idea, because when you're in third place with a bunch of other folks who were more or less in close third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh place as third party candidates, we're definitely all facing a very large uphill, up mountain battle, I think we should reframe it as. So you mentioned you've been talking to folks like the good old ever running Jill Stein. You mentioned the newcomer, RFK Jr., who he's been flirting with the Libertarian Party as well, Lars. I do have some questions there, as well. But with that, what do those conversations look like? And I guess, how do you work with folks who, while they are third party, I mean, we're trying to build coalitions, but I mean, let's be real. I mean, Jill Stein, she's not necessarily a libertarian, and RFK, yes. if he were to win as a libertarian nominee, I mean, I think there's at least half, three quarters of the party who would look at him and say, yeah, he's not a libertarian either. So yep. What's that like, having this, we're trying to work together against red team, blue team, but I have to work with you, socialist. How does that work?
So, the one thing that all third party candidates and independents have in common is that they're all suppressed at the ballot box. And that is what my Voters Bill of Rights is all about, that you can find on Lars24.com. We're suppressed at the ballot. The Republicans and Democrats collude together to keep us off of the ballot. It's really hard for even any party, even us, the Libertarians, the third largest party, to get on the ballot in all 50 states. The rules are completely different for me than they are for the Democrat and the Republican candidates. And so all of these third parties and independents can get behind, get better ballot access, ending gerrymandering, ending, fixing our election system so that it has more integrity. And so the Voters Bill of Rights is a piece that's nonpartisan that any other candidate can pick up. And so far, everybody that's looked at it has been on board with, some of the pieces of it or even all of the pieces. And so, I've had two debates with Jill Stein, and one of the things, and I've talked to Kennedy twice now. And so the thing is that everybody that's in a third party or independent, in my opinion, they have their heart in the right place. They want what's best for America. It's just that we all disagree on exactly how to get there. But I don't believe that Donald Trump or Joe Biden really have what's best for regular Americans in their heart. I think that they're more into keeping their careers going, more into, keeping their political careers going. And I think that that's what kind of separates us from these other guys.
I'm so sorry. I just thought of a perfect analogy. And I want you to tell me if I'm wrong. Biden and Trump are mom and dad. Just stick with me, right?
Okay.
Third party candidates, you guys, you're the kids. And I know we're going to get there. So it's getting ready for dinner time. And kids are like, we want to go get some food. And mom and dad are like, all right, you got to choose what you want for food or we're going to choose for you. And you got Burger King or McDonald's. That's what you're going to get from Biden or Trump. But maybe Lars is like, but those aren't good for you. I want Texas Roadhouse. And maybe Jill Stein's like, yeah, those aren't good for you. We want Vegans R Us. And then you got RFK and he's like, it's all terrible. We need to go to the farmer's market because every food has God knows what pumped into it. Because, you know, that's his whole thing. But like, you guys, as air quote, the kids in this silly scenario I've painted here, you're saying we want something different. And we're acknowledging that what mom and dad want is it's bad. It's bad for us. We don't want yep. all the gobbledygook and the McDonald's and the Burger King preservatives, all that stuff. We don't want that. But we can't seem to agree on what's the best option that's a healthy option. Texas Roadhouse.
Yeah.
Buffalo Wild Wings. I mean, is it really is it really healthy? But it's better than what we're getting at Burger King or McDonald's. So, like, we have an understanding of there's a problem and we want something better, but we can't get along because we want things so differently. You're not going to get the vegan to go to the steakhouse. You're not going to get the steakhouse to go to the vegan restaurant. And then RFK is over there just kind of doing his own thing. But like, it just feels like we are all waiting for that moment of disappointment, Lars, where we hear mom and dad say, fine, we're going to Burger King. We're going to McDonald's and you're going to get what you get and you're going to be thankful. Okay, that is what it feels like, Lars. Now, despite my goofy analogy, am I at least in the ballpark of that? Because I think that's how a lot of Americans feel.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely, you know, part of the reason I'm running is because I want to offer more choices and more voices. And so even if I don't disagree with the other choices and voices, I'm happy to have as many people on the ballot as possible. I think that that is critical. I mean, that's why I'm for things like term limits. I'm for things like different voting methods, like ranked choice voting or approval voting or star voting. I want to have different options that allow for more people to get on the ballot. I think that we need more choices in America. And it's not necessarily that we're at the kids' table. It's just that they're like Coke and Pepsi, and you know we want Sprite and Dr. Pepper or something like that, right? And so I just feel like we are limited in our choices, and that seems to me un-American. And when I tell people on the street that this is how it is for them, they get really upset because they also believe that that's un-American, that everybody from gas station attendant to millionaire should have a shot at running for president and being of service to this country. I think this is what politicians have completely lost, is that political office is a service position to the American citizens, not a career. And I think that all these guys in Washington have turned it into a career. And I think that that is what's really, you know, causing a lot of problems in America.
So, Lars, how do we sell the alternative then that, well, we won't do that, right? And I think that's where a lot of voters, they're cynical, right? They're like, I've been told for decades that I just need to vote for the right people, that then things will be better. I mean, I'm old enough there, Lars, to go back to, you know, the 2010 Tea Party revolution. Everybody in the GOP was like, we did it. We freaking did it. Like, yeah, we didn't get Ron Paul in 08 and we didn't get Ron Paul in 2012. But man, like we just completely changed the GOP. That's what it felt like. That's where, you know, Matt Kibbe and I, we got to be buddies and stuff. And now I'm like, we're in 2024. We're 14 years later and we're in as bad a shape as we have been pretty much ever, right? So, I don't want to say like we've been told this before, Lars. We've heard this before, but like, what makes it different this time? I mean, is it the fact that we actually have a shot to make this whole 269 election happen? Or is there something else here? Unlock the taste of freedom with Liquid Freedom by Blood of Tyrants. This anti-tyranny beverage features natural ingredients and the energy kick of yerba mate. Zero sugar, pure freedom. Use code TBNS for an exclusive 10% off your order. Don't miss out. Buy online at BrianNicholsShow.com/tea to celebrate and revolutionize your refreshment game. One more time, BrianNicholsShow.com/tea. And now, back to the show.
Well, I think that we have a couple examples of libertarians that who have been in office and what that sort of looks like. So there's Marshall Burt, who was, I believe, in Wyoming. He became in the state house of Wyoming. And what happened is he became kind of the kingmaker of the state house, because the Democrats would want to pass something and the Republicans would want to pass something, but they wouldn't want to look like they were working together. So they would all go through this one guy to get legislation done. So he became kind of the middle maker of the road. And I think that that's what a third party independent candidate would look like in the presidency. I imagine myself as the president of no. I would be telling Congress no a lot. And I feel like there's a lot of things that Congress passes on the margin with 51% of the votes or something. And I believe that most things shouldn't pass unless you have 2/3 majority. If you don't have that, maybe it shouldn't be passed at all, right? And so there's another good example was Gary Johnson, who ran as the presidential candidate for the Libertarian Party. He was governor for 2 different terms. And in that capacity, he was able to work with both sides of his legislature and get a lot of things done in reducing the government, in reducing the state, and the encroachment of the state on the people. That's what libertarians all have in common, is that we believe that there should be less state and that you should have the more control over your life as long as you're not harming other people.
Basically, it's don't hurt people. Don't take their stuff. Okay, I was right. You know, somebody was selling a bumper sticker that said something similar to that. I don't know who that person was, but that sounds like a really good idea. Audio listener, it's me. I'm the person. Go to BrianNicholsShow.com/shop. No, but seriously, Lars, like and we're at a point right now, right, where I'm having these conversations, and this is kind of where my head's at, because, and by the way, this will be my final thoughts. I'll turn things over to you for yours, but like, I'm talking to people right now, and I'm just being real. They're not even considering third parties. And here's why. Here's the argument I hear. Maybe I'll frame your final thoughts up for this argument. Brian, it's too important, kind of going back to the, you know, most important election of our lifetime. It's too important to not vote for what we need to do. Like, red team, blue team, I don't care what team it is. Like, they are scared. People are scared. I think that's what it really comes down to. People are afraid of what happens if the other guy wins. They're afraid of what happens, you know, with the populace of people who feels like they're against them. And that's true on the other side too. Everybody's afraid that the other team's going to get the power and they're going to use it against them. We're seeing right now millions of illegal aliens crossing the border in the South. I'm from upstate New York. There's a completely unsung story about what's happening on the northern border of people crossing into America. So not even an open borders conversation, rather just an acknowledgement of what's happening and people looking around and saying, I'm not okay with this. Whether you're a Biden fan, a Trump fan, there is a majority of people, very much as you are articulated, who are just, they're looking at what's happening right now saying, I'm tired of this. I can't keep doing this. And yet, they will then, with a straight face, say, I'm going to vote for Trump or Biden. And I understand it, though, right? Because that's all they've known. If I'm, as a sales guy, go to a company, and I'm trying to sell them, you know, an AI-powered contact center, and all they've ever known is Live Answer or a BPO model where they outsource it to some place in India, they're going to be like, what? AI? No, what? That doesn't make any sense. We have Beverly. She answers the phones. Or we got Sanjay Gupta over in, you know, name India place that he's answering the phones. But AI? Like, and it's a different conversation because it's a completely different way of doing things. But more people, and I know this in the world of sales, people revert back to what they're comfortable with. Or at the very least, emotionally what they're comfortable with. So Lars, I say all that to that voter that I painted the picture of, that I've been talking to, saying, you know, Brian, I hear you, but fill in the argument. What is the overcoming this objection, overcoming this very real objection that I know you get, I get, any big L or heck, small L libertarians out there who identify the very real and large elephant in the room or donkey in the room and say, not a fan. This is the question that we will, of course, get. So what's the best answer? And with that, Lars, if you would, wrap it towards your kind of final thoughts in terms of what you see as a viable outcome for this election, for a not just a pro-liberty stance, but maybe ending the worst case scenario stances.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is a great question because just today I was talking to a person who was sort of leaning libertarian, but wasn't quite sure and was, you know, still on the fence a little bit. And I had her take one of those world's smallest political quizzes. And she took that, and I was a little bit hesitant to have her take it because it might turn out she was a Republican or a Democrat. And she finished up the quiz, and she was 90-90 libertarian. And I was like, oh my goodness. And so she's like, I'm sold, you know, sign me up, get me on board. And I think that that's what this is all about. That's how I found out I was a libertarian. I did one of these small political quizzes, and I had to Google what is libertarian because I didn't know. And I'm telling you right now, the majority of Americans still have no idea what a libertarian is. And so my whole pitch is that I want to win this contingent election and get everybody in the media talking about libertarians, talking about what is a libertarian, and then having everybody in America Google what is a libertarian, because I believe there is a vast swath of people that believe exactly as I do, but we just have to get them on board. And once they're on board, they'll see that they have the political power to move the needle and to get things done the way that they want to have done. And we can finally break the logjam of the duopoly that's been oppressing us. Look, you said that these guys, we just have to vote for them. But what are we voting for? Four more continued years of the same crap that we've had on one side or another. These are the same guys we had before. We're going to get the same results. And if you keep voting the same way over and over again and expecting different results, that's the definition of insanity. So I just want people to get on board with me. Go to Lars24.com. Let's send a message to Washington by denying them this. I need to work on Nebraska and Maine in order to win these electoral votes. I need your support. I need your help. I believe that there's a huge donor class out there that's ready to fund this kind of activity to really send a message. And it's not just libertarians. It's people who are disenfranchised and fed up with the system. They're ready to send a message to Washington that we're done and we're over it.
Lars Mapstead, it's been a pleasure. I had the pleasure of getting to see you in person here back last month at the Libertarian Party of Indiana State Convention. That was really cool to be able to hang out. Yeah, and you know what, Lars? Like, I'm hearing, like, you look at states like Indiana. I mean, Trump's gonna win, right? And I'm just saying, folks. I'm sorry if that makes people upset. Trump's gonna win. We know that. There's 60%, 70% Republicans,
because of winner take all laws.
Yeah, and we're what do you call that when you go in, you just push the button and it votes for single ticket. Yeah, straight ticket straight voting, ticket that's voting. Right. So we're straight ticket voting here in Indiana. So I look at that and I say, okay, what can I do? What can I do, little old Brian Nichols? What can I do to help make a difference? If you find yourself, folks, much like me, in a, you know, predominantly red state, or heck, on the other side of the aisle, a predominantly blue state, vote for the third party candidate. Even if you find yourself on the fence saying, but Brian, it's the most important election of our lifetimes. Stop it. Be brave. You know for a fact that Joe Biden or Trump's going to win your state. If you're in New York, what are you doing? If you're in California, what are you doing? You know that Biden's going to win. So don't just go and say, I'm going to vote for Trump. Okay, great. Everybody else who's looking for an alternative is going to vote for Trump. Vote for a third party candidate that will actually make a difference, that will upset that apple cart, will get more and more people afraid. I remember back in 2018, people were pooping their pants up in New York State because a guy named Larry Sharp was running for governor as a big L libertarian, and he was making enough waves up there that people in New York were saying, holy cow, if he ends up getting second place to the Democrat, the Libertarian Party is the second major party in New York State. That changes all of the Board of Elections in New York State from being Republican Democrat to Libertarian Democrat. That would be a monumental shift overnight, just like that. But it doesn't happen in the snap of my fingers. It happens through the folks who are going out of their way, making the changes happen incrementally. So it goes very slowly. And then suddenly, again, all at once. That's how it happens. So if you are in a state that is, you know, definitely a state that's going to go to red team, blue team, don't be afraid. Cast your vote gold. Or heck, if you are in a state that you're going to go red team, blue team, or maybe you're saying, you know what, I really don't care if they don't like it when I pee in their Cheerios. Well, I'm going to go ahead and pee as much as I want in their Cheerios, their Frosted Flakes, Rice Krispie Treats, all that stuff. And we're going to vote for Lars or name the Libertarian or the third party candidate, whoever it may be. That is an option. So with all that being said, it's a different episode today. We wanted to give you a legitimate option, a legitimate alternative, because we've had folks on the show who, yes, they're great people. Yes, they're running for office as big L libertarians, but we know. And I think, you know, when we this isn't you, Lars, but when I have these conversations with some guests, it's the unspoken reality. We know you're not going to win, but what are we doing here? What's the cause? What's the purpose? And in this, I see your cause. I see your purpose. You're giving people a tangible solution that can actually happen. Now, is it likely? I don't know. But is it possible?
I think it is. I think it is likely. I just need a little bit of support to do it. We only have to win 250,000 votes in either of these places, and that is not a huge lift. Other libertarians have won elections with more than 250,000 votes. This is achievable, even with the money that we have. I just need people to support me and make it happen.
See, there you go. And that's what people want to hear, that it is possible. So to that, folks, if you are in fact on board saying yes, this is possible, and you want to help make it possible, please go ahead, support Lars, go ahead, give his campaign some love, Lars24.com. Also, with that being said, if you would please be so kind and share today's episode, when you do, please tag yours truly on x.com as well as on Facebook and Instagram at @BNicholsLiberty. Lars, where can folks go ahead, reach out to you, follow the campaign, give you a tag on social media, shoot the breeze, all that fun stuff?
Yeah. So at Libertarian Lars on X, and if you just search for Lars for President on Facebook, I have social media on Instagram and TikTok and that sort of thing too. And then all of my policies and all of the stuff that's really a deep dive into what I'm trying to do at Lars24.com.
Rock and roll. All those links in the show notes as well, by the way, folks. So make sure you go ahead and check those out. By the way, if you missed it, way back on Monday, we had our episode air with the Martin family. And it was a very, very sad episode. I'm just going to level with you guys. We ended up doing an X exclusive because we told the story of their daughter, Trista, who passed away from the COVID-19 Pfizer jab. And it was just one of the hardest episodes I have ever had to record. And I knew for a fact that as soon as this would get uploaded on YouTube or on Facebook, it would just get nuked. So we didn't even bother, because I'm not trying to put our show in a situation where we're not able to reach the folks that need to hear these stories. So what I did was I did a short little 3-minute video on Facebook and YouTube saying, hey, this episode exists, it's not here. It's going to be exclusively over on x.com for the video version and as a podcast episode. So if you missed that episode back on Monday, please go ahead, give it some love. If you could please go over to x.com, give it a retweet. That would mean the world to us, because their story is one story that absolutely needs to go just far and wide. Their story is not, unfortunately, unique to them. There are dozens of families who are experiencing what the Martin family has experienced, and that number has gone from the dozens to hundreds to thousands, and it continues to grow. And we need to be able to talk about what's actually happening, and frankly, like, actually have a thoughtful, intelligent, open conversation about it without the you know, censors and the different areas. So please go ahead, support that episode. It's a very, very tough episode, but definitely an episode you need to hear. So with that being said, I really appreciate the love, the support we get from this audience here. Please, folks, go support Lars. Lars is he's out there fighting the good fight. I'm not sure if all of you are libertarians in my audience. I know for a fact that some of you are not, but that's okay. I know you're listening to the show for a reason. You hear the value that Lars is bringing to the table, and you, much like anybody else out there, folks, you're listening and you know that things aren't right. And the way we make a change is by not just acknowledging things aren't right, but then saying we're going to do something about it. And I think this is it, you know, just a good way to do that, but also it's a tangible way. So with that being said, please go ahead, share the episode. And by the way, if you could be so kind, go share this episode on the YouTubes, on the Facebooks, because we are airing it there in its video entirety, as well as over on x.com. Also, for the podcast version of the show, we have our show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube Music, wherever it is you consume your podcast content. Just do me a favor, whether it's the video version or the podcast version of the show. Number one, hit subscribe if you haven't yet already. Number two, hit that like button, hit the little notification button so you miss a single time we have a new episode go live. But also, if you are listening to the podcast version, Lars, you might like this. We have over 830 episodes here of the Brian Nichols Show. So you can go back in the archives, and it's only in the podcast to get all 830 plus. But you can hear conversations we've had with past presidential candidates like Joe Jorgensen, like, oh my goodness, I can't even go through all the different folks. Ryan Binkley, we've had, I literally can't think right now off the top of my head, because we've had hundreds of folks here on the show, but that's just two from this past election cycle. Mike Termont, Josh Smith, we've had Chase Oliver, we've had all the libertarian noteds on here in the show, and now thankfully we've had Lars as well. So go ahead, give those episodes some love and hear how the show's changed, hear how we've identified things that work for libertarians or non-libertarians and things that don't work. So if you want to go out and be an effective communicator, messenger, and salesperson for liberty, hit that subscribe button for The Brian Nichols Show. But with that being said, it's all we have for you. Lars, any final thoughts or words for the audience today?
Just get out there and have your voice heard. We need more choices and more voices in America, and my plan is what is aiming to do that. So please get out there and vote.
More choices, more voices, Lars24.com. There's your call to action. With that being said, Brian Nichols signing off here on The Brian Nichols Show for Lars Mapstead. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to The Brian Nichols Show. Find more episodes at BrianNicholsShow.com.